From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Megan Lee. If abortion rights proponents gather enough signatures to place a legalization initiative on the ballot, Missourians will likely vote on it in November, and not during the August primary. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains why.
Some Republicans, like Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rowden, said it may be easier to vote down a ballot measure undoing the state's abortion ban during the August primary because the electorate may be more GOP-leaning.
If you want to defeat the measure, the best place to do it is in August.
But that may be basically impossible. Unless Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft expedites the signature verification process, his office likely won't determine if an initiative petition makes the ballot until after the August primary. A spokesman for the GOP official says that Ashcroft doesn't plan to speed up the process, which means voters will likely vote on the abortion measure in November if it gets enough signatures. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
10 judges with the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis are considering whether to reinstate Arkansas's first-in-the-nation ban on gender-affirming care for minors after hearing arguments. The 2021 law would prohibit doctors from providing gender-affirming hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under 18. Arguments focused on whether the ban discriminates on the basis of sex. At least 24 states have adopted such restrictions, and most face lawsuits. Arkansas asked the full court rather than a 3-judge panel to take up its appeal. Motorcycle fatalities hit a record high of 174 in Missouri in 2023, with unhelmeted drivers representing half of those fatalities, according to a report from Missouri's Department of Transportation. Missouri repealed its helmet requirement in 2020, allowing any motorcyclists older than 26 to ride without helmets. John Nelson, the assistant to the State Highway Safety and Traffic Engineer at MoDOT, talks about the effect of the repeal on fatalities.
We believe there is a correlation between the increase and the repeal of the helmet law.
Nelson says there is no silver bullet to reducing the number of fatal crashes, but that layers of protection can be employed, including public policy and education. Only 2 states in the Midwest regulate toxic forever chemicals in drinking water. But now, PFAS chemicals will be federally regulated following an announcement from the Biden administration. Harvest Public Media contributor Teresa Homsey has more on this historic rule.
The Environmental Protection Agency is implementing the first ever drinking water standards on 6 PFAS chemicals. They join a list of nearly 100 contaminants like lead and copper that must be screened for by all public water systems in the country. Sandy Winstelt is a Michigan resident whose drinking water was contaminated by a shoemaker. She says she felt like the government had failed her when she lost her husband to liver cancer, a disease associated with PFAS exposure.
This has been a long journey, not just in our state, where we have made incredible progress, but also in our country. And so today is really a day of celebration.
Roughly 10% of public utilities in the U.S. will need to make changes to meet the new standards, according to an EPA estimate. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Teresa Holmesy.
I'm Megan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.